Welcome to Brian Rue Show. It's May the 5th, 2021. I'm wearing the orange tie. Represents Theravada Buddhism, which is my tradition. I was a Buddhist monk in Thailand in 1996, and the orange is the color of our robes, so that's the meaning of the tie. It's not particularly about me being a monk, but the Theravada monkhood is what I follow, and my worldview is Theravada Buddhism. There's some nuance to that, and we'll get into now. So according to a lot of pop music experts, the second most popular album of all time was Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde album from 1966. There's a profound song on that album called Visions of Johanna. And Bob Dylan sang, "The fiddler now he steps to the road. He writes everything's been returned which was owed. On the back of the fish truck that loads while my conscience explodes." After the year 2026, the meaning of those lyrics will be clear, whether I'm alive or not. It's about 7 a.m. right now. I just got out of the shower, and I get some of my best ideas in the shower. I think the reason for that is because of water, right? Water kind of cleanses the mind, makes us clear. So the idea that's come to my mind, at least what I'm now willing to share publicly, is that it's who I'm working for. I'm working for the mantids. I was at an important experiences meeting on Saturday, May the 1st, at Arbutus Coffee, about 2 blocks from here, at 6th Avenue and Arbutus Street, at 11 a.m. with 2 other experiencers. And at that time, I was saying, I don't know who I work for. And this is true in the sense that I've stayed it for years and I'm a channeler. I receive inspirations from my channel, but I don't actually know for sure where the channel is coming from. So then literally and truthfully and technically, I don't know who I'm working for. So I had a question for the gentleman. I said, is there one mantid or is there several mantids? He said, there's several mantids. So I said, you know, for the last 6 days, I stayed on May 1st, I've been meditating on the mantids. So the focus of my meditation practice is on the mantids. So thank you. That is the answer I needed. So now I know. And I feel that inner conviction from my own direct experience, my own contemplative practice, that there's more than one mantids. It's the mantids. So now I've clarified, when anyone asks, you know, Brian, who you're working for, I say, I work for the mantids. Now, at any given time, there may be one mantid working through me, and I would assume this is the case. Why would, you know, 2 mantids spend their time on Brian Rue, right? But mantids shift in terms of their positions, their employment and their roles. They move around the planet, they move around the solar system, they go to other solar systems. They go back to the Zeta Reticuli, they come back, who knows where they go? I don't know where they go, right? But they're the administration. I think locally in this solar system, the top of the administration that I'm aware of are the mantids. So are there 5 of them around or 127, 136? I don't know. There's several around our planet. So I'm working for the mantids. So why am I working for the mantids? Well, it's come to my attention recently. It's because of my growing and developing relationship with the grays. The purpose here is to keep checks and balances on the grays, and more particularly, checks and balance on the hybrids, humanoids, and human beings who work directly for the grays. Because human beings have egos and frailties. If they get too famous or powerful or wealthy, their egos could create problems for themselves. They could go against the gray agenda, which is wholesome, loving, kind, compassionate, and virtuous. The grays are been very thoroughly, heavily involved with us for about 150 years. They're doing a good job, perhaps an excellent job of helping the entire planet, not just 7.8 billion people. We need checks and balances on human beings. So I've come to discover that in my relationship with human beings, whether they're hybrid humans or just humans, we don't have to worry too much about those details. My employment is to keep checks and balances on them on behalf of the mantids. So mantids are higher in seniority than the grays, than all of the grays. The top of the hierarchy is the mantids. So I feel that I've achieved an alignment with the mantids, with the establishment. This is the establishment. I've spoken in the past about January 23rd, 2017, when I had a transcendental experience. At the time, I felt I penetrated beyond the six heavens of the central sphere into the fine material sphere of the Brahma realm. And that was my greatest achievement in life. Perhaps it still was. And it destabilized me, and I was hospitalized on January the 23rd, 2017. And I was ridiculed for it. None of that matters now. It was the mantid. Now I know it was the mantid relationship above the grays. This relationship of mantid and the grays. And the grays are comfortable at home up to the sixth heaven of the central sphere, but they're not so at home in the Brahma realm, the five material sphere, which the mantids are at home with, because these are interdimensional beings, right? You can look at chart, a graph of Buddhist cosmology and the 31 planes of existence. It's hard to understand interdimensional beings. It's hard for you to understand it. I have some understanding, but maybe I would understand it more if I made a contemplative effort. I'm not choosing to do that now. Just depends on my workload if it's necessary for me to do that. So because the hierarchical nature of reality, the structure of power on planet Earth and beyond planet Earth, because it's hierarchical, this relates to Lord Jacob. Lord Jacob is at the top of the hierarchy in the human realm on planet Earth. I've written to him several times since 2016. You can see my letters to Lord Jacob on my website, briandrew.ca. I had one private letter in recent months. The other letters are public. What I'm saying is that I'm not saying that I work for Lord Jacob. I'm not saying that he works for me. But I am saying that Lord Jacob actually works for the Greys, and I work for the Mantids. And Lord Jacob and I are both aligned with the same establishment. So there's really no difference between me and Lord Jacob. There's no conflict between me and Lord Jacob. We are in harmony from the mantids down. That's what I'm saying. So this is the revelation of the method over Brian Rue part four. I've described the previous three parts in writing on my website, briandrew.ca, as well as in my videos. So why not just say it publicly, right? No one can stop me. There's nothing that you can do. I'm not breaking any laws in Canada, certainly not. I'm in harmony with the establishment. The establishment doesn't have a problem with Brian Rue. So who's to stop me? You? Who would want to stop me? It's probably more the opposite of that. Say a ragtag group of Nazis, say they feel that I betrayed them, say they're confused and they want to turn against me. Yeah, how powerful are they? What can they do to me? I've got laws in Canada to protect me, right? I've got the police. What's my relationship with the police? You ever see any videos with me out in the street with the police? It's good, right? The police are out there protecting me, right? I did an hour-long video at Vancouver Police Department headquarters. So there's no problem with me and the established. So why wouldn't I tell you this? Why don't I just go right out publicly, May 5th, 2020, and just say it, right? I'm saying it now. I'll just keep getting stronger and stronger. You know that, don't you? This is about gradual UFO disclosure. I feel that the future's so bright, you have to wear shades. And gray aliens, they're already wearing shades, right? In recent days, I released several videos based on this book, The Dual Soul Connection by Susie Hansen. And in the comments section, someone accused me of being part of military intelligence. So I responded to the comment saying that I am, in fact, part of the establishment and that I am part of military intelligence. So that's like an example of the revelation of the method. I reveal it just in some comment. In fact, just I paused the video, I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. It was on the last five videos I was looking for. I couldn't even find it. So I didn't bother. It's in there somewhere. So it's buried in like a needle in a haystack. So I am, and I have a nuanced sense of just how few people will be watching this particular video in the near future, and that the appropriate people will see it. So I just live a quiet little life. I don't really know the neighbors in the building where I live. I'm cordial with them. I say hi, but I'll just carry on. Life is good. Hope you're doing well. I want to extend much metta to everyone. May you be well, happy, and peaceful.